ایش این عالم سیفی دل این لای تو هم همه کردش تو هم اخه مهم سوب این کلان لوگ ما بیاسه if the one of the kiddush did not drink anything and gave it to the one of the people that were yaitz with him it's also yaitz but says the Mishnah Berurah what would be if somebody did not hear his bracha and that person made his own bracha the Mishnah Berurah says it's mashma then in that case it's as if the wine was spilled out because it's a din that the one who's drinking has to be drinking as a result of the bracha that this person made, the big chiddush. And therefore, in this case, which the person made his own bracha and was not being yotzei with the bracha of the mekadesh, it's considered that the din of drinking the wine did not happen. Therefore, they would have to fill up another cup, and one of the people that was yotzei with his bracha by Priya Kopen would drink that one. Veinshtish shnayim starev islam lognov. Maisa, according to this opinion, you can't have two people, each one drinking half of the share. You have to have one individual drinking the rov revius. Everybody who is yotzei should taste a little bit of the wine. A second opinion is that in the Chanami, if everybody sach hakol drank a melol lugmav, that's mitzdarif. One should try to avoid this opinion, but if it's necessary, one can be yotzei with it. They say the one who made the bracha, he's the one who has to drink. One should drink himself and then give out a little bit to everybody else. The one who made the kiddush should drink the melodugum himself. He's entitled to pour up some of the wine for everybody else before he drinks, so they don't have to drink from his leftovers, but he should leave a revius in the cup when he drinks.